in the chanting of the holy name, one may not achieve the taste for chanting the holy name very easily, owing to several reasons, one of which is primarily due to offenses. But still, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned in what attitude a devotee should make progress in Krishna consciousness. It is said, always cursing oneself for all the past misdeeds that one has done, and always suffering the miseries of the world, understanding them to be reactions of one's own past sins. At the same time, observing Krishna to be the most benevolent and most magnanimous of all masters, a devotee should always be enthusiastic in chanting of the holy name and approaching the Lord. That is the ideal standard. It is very easy for one to succumb to the temptations of the sense gratificatory pursuits and become an easy prey for the senses. That is very easy. That not only human beings are doing, even dogs, cats, and all types of animals and birds, they all are doing that. One can, that is a problem, Maharaj said, sarvatra labhyate daivat. Sarvatra labhyate daivat means it is all the sense gratification is arranged for all species in this creation. For all kinds of species, you can see the birds, the bees, the animals, the aquatics, they are all doing the same thing of eating, sleeping, mating, defending. But when one takes to this sincere pursuit of Krishna consciousness, without succumbing to the lower temptations, if one very patiently progresses in the spiritual path, then only one can achieve the taste for the holy name in the time to come. The example is given of a bird called as Chataka Pakshi, who is always with his mouth open, is waiting for the rain that will come during the Swati period. So this rain is not a common rain. It comes only very, very rarely. And this bird, although it is observing so many pools of reservoirs of waters, he will never drink those waters. He will always wait for the rain to come. In the same way, although for a devotee there are so many types of sense gratification available in this world, not even looking at them, but always looking above to the spiritual bliss that comes from surrender to Krishna, a devotee with a grateful heart chants the holy name always. And if the disposition of the heart is not of that nature, and if one is extremely expectant with respect to the holy name, as some people have their attitude, what is this chanting? Where is the taste? Why Krishna is not giving me darshan? Why tears are not coming in my eyes? Why I don't find any hair standing on end? I've been chanting for past 3 months. Some people think like that. So this kind of antagonistic attitude towards the holy name will not awaken the Dharma Krishna consciousness. In Srimad Bhagavatam there is a verse, tadashmasaram hridayam patedam na grihyamanair harinamadheye na vikriyetata yada vikaro netre jalam katra ruheshu harshah. This verse says, when the holy name is recited, if tears don't come in the eyes, if heart doesn't palpitate, and if the hair doesn't stand on end, one's heart should be considered to be steel framed. So when one hears these verses, then one should contemplate on one's disqualification in approaching the holy name. We have a hard heart because the lust makes heart hard. The pride makes heart hard. Similarly, lust, pride, envy, anger, all these things make our hearts very hard. As hard as a diamond. Diamond is the highest and most scale, 10. You cannot break it easily. But only the mercy of Vaishnavas and sincerely approaching the holy name can someday melt the heart. So one should always think that my heart has become hardened by anarthas for so many lifetimes that it's not melting when we chant the holy name. So this is a very proper disposition in approaching the holy name. Then one will find, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking, Nayanam Galadashru Dharaya, ವದನಂ ಗದ್ಗದ ರುದ್ರೆ ಆಗಿರ ಪುಲಕೆ ನಿಜಿತಂ ವಪುಕದ ತವನಾಮ ಗೃಹಿಣಿ. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸಿ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟು ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಸ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಕದಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್. ಸೊ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಬಿ ಆಸ್ಪೈರಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಇಟ್, ಬಟ್ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡಿಮ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಬಟ್ ದಟ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿರೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅಸ್ ಅಭಿಲಾಷ, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅಸ್ ಸಂಪ್ರಾತ್ನಾತ್ಕ ದೈನಬೋಧಿಕ ಲಾಲಸಾಮಯಿ. ಲಾಲಸಾಮಯಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಭಿಲಾಷ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ. ಸೊ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಆಸ್ಪೈರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಟೇಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಲೈಕ್ ರೂಪ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಯಿಂಗ್. ಅಟ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ನೋ ಅವರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫಿಕೇಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅವರ್ ಫಾಲನ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್. ಎನಿವನ್ ಹೂ ಅಡ್ಮಿಟ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಫಾಲನ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಎ ಡಿಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಡಿಡೇಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಸಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ವೆರಿ ಫಾಲನ್, ಹೀ ಇಮ್ಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಸಿ ದಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಮೊಮೆಂಟ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ವಿ ಡಿಮ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಸಿ ಆರ್ ಡಿಮ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಟೇಸ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಿಮ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟು ಅಪಿಯರ್, ದರ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಸಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ, ಹಿಂದಿ ಸಾಂಗ್ಸ್, ಹೇ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಆಜಾವೋ ಮಾರೆ ಸಾಮ್ನೆ, ಇಮ್ಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಕಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೀ. ದರ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಸಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಡಿಮ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ನೆವರ್ ಅಪ್ರೂವ್ ಆಫ್ ದೋಸ್ ಸಾಂಗ್ಸ್. ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅಪ್ರೂವ್ ಆಫ್ ದೋಸ್ ಸಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಏಕೋನು ಭುಜಿನು ಪ್ರಭು ತುಮಾರ ಚರಣ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಎಂಫಸೈಸ್ ಆನ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ರಾದರ್ ದನ್ ಡಿಮ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಅಪಿಯರ್ ಟು ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈ ಅವರ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್. ಸೊ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಟು ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್. ಹರಿನಾಮ ಪ್ರಭು ಕೀ.